año del nuevo VEX Plus por cuenta nuestra. En T-Mobile obtienes más de $225 en beneficios mensuales incluidos para tu familia con el Plan Max.
Pepperoni on a date. We're gonna have a problem.
You never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam, like Tommy just burst in the door. We started whooping her ass first than before. They
Sadie, please stand up.
Idiots, Dr. Dre's dead, he's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem.
Chicka 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 Slim Shady, I'm sick of him. Look at him, walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute though.
Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedrooms. Sometimes I wanna get on TV and just let loose, but can't, but it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips, my bum is on your lips, and if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids, and expect them not to know what a woman's is. Of course they're gonna know what intercourse is. By the time they hit fourth grade, they got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who put other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hump dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady. Stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Will Smith busting his raps to sell records. Well, I do, so f*** him and f*** you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me. But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? So you guys can just lie to get me here, so you can sit me here next to Britney Spears? Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs, so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over who she gave to first. Little put me on blast on MTV. Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim. I said download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave Eminem. Ah, I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups. All you do is annoy me, so I have been sitting here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a f*** like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the...
Just because we're stepping back in, it doesn't mean things feel right yet.
Shut up. for the land, love forever hand in hand. Take it all out on your stride, it is kicking for holding down. Love forever, love is free, let's turn forever, you and me. Windmill, windmill for the land, it's everybody in.
Laughing gas, these hazmats, fast cat, lining them up like ass crack. Ladies, ponies at the track, it's my chocolate attack.
Shit, I'm stepping in harder this year.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catholic Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WTXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. That song was... I'm feeling a little electric right now, my bad. That song was Feel Good by Gorillaz. Stay tuned for great music discussion and more. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WTXC newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Melanie Lakosabic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Jeff Friedman, President and Executive Director of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, has submitted his resignation effective in late September. Friedman started with the chamber in February 2013, leading the group for nearly a decade. Friedman said, and I quote, "I told the board I would stay until the end of September. They are working on a plan to search for a replacement, and they are also making plans for how the chamber will operate in the interim between my departure and the new person." End quote. Friedman will join his family's business, headquartered in Clifton Park, but he will continue living in Catskill. Friedman said, and I quote, "My brother has a contracting company, a floor care company, and it's been growing steadily for a while. He has asked me to partner with him in the company and manage the business end," end quote. Friedman sees the change as a return to his roots and a new challenge. He said, and I quote, "I just decided the time was right. I spent a lot of time at the chamber and I love the job. I love the chamber and I love Greene County. I love what I do, but this was an offer and a challenge that I felt I needed to take," end quote. The search for Friedman's replacement has begun. Chamber of Commerce Board Chair Nicole Bliss said a search committee has already been established. Bliss said, and I quote, "If you happen to know of anyone who may be interested in such an opening, please feel free to direct them to me for consideration," end quote. According to the job listing, the president and executive director serves as a communicator, facilitator, and interactive community planner, and is responsible for the development, implementation, and assessment of chamber programs, projects, and events to ensure each member business's investment in the chamber meets their needs. And you can read the full story at theupstater.com. Brenda J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. Former Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on August 10th filed a lawsuit against the state Attorney General Letitia James, accusing her office of wrongly rejecting his request that the state pay for his legal representation in the federal claim filed by a state police investigator accusing him of sexually harassing and inappropriately touching her. The female trooper also named the state police and the former secretary to the governor, Melissa DeRosa, as defendants in the case. DeRosa's legal fees are being paid by the state. In the complaint filed in the state Supreme Court in New York County, Cuomo alleged James's office on April 12th rejected his request for counsel in defense of the federal lawsuit without providing a reason. Delaney Kempner, a spokesperson for the Attorney General's office, released a statement stating that Cuomo, and I quote, is trying to force New Yorkers to pay his legal bills because he believes sexual harassment was within his scope of employment as governor. Sexually harassing young women who work for you is not part of anyone's job description. Taxpayers should not have to pony up for legal bills that could reach millions of dollars so Mr. Cuomo's lawyer can attack survivors of his abuse, end quote. The matter, filed on Cuomo's behalf by attorney Rita Galvin, includes a detailed breakdown of their allegations that the AG's investigation of sexual harassment claims against the former governor was, and I quote, one-sided, end quote, and I quote, shoddy and biased, end quote. The Strupa lawsuit, which seeks unspecified damages and was filed in U.S. District Court in Brooklyn, lists allegations against Cuomo and his administration that largely mirror those outlined in a damning report issued by the state attorney general's office 1 year ago. That report concluded the former governor was a serial sexual harasser who cultivated a toxic work environment. According to the Attorney General's report, the trooper's accusations were among the most damaging leveled against the former governor, who had urged a senior investigator on his protective detail to offer the now 31-year-old female investigator a job on the special unit that protects the governor. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the State Public Service Commission has approved the construction of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation's transmission line known as the HNSB Project. The plan calls for rebuilding 23.6 miles of transmission lines in the city of Kingston and towns of Ulster and Saugerties in Ulster County and the town and village of Catskill. The utility said the rebuild will help meet the energy needs of local communities, address aging infrastructure, and to enhance electric service reliability. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website, WGXC.org, for local weather reports, public meetings, the community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or to make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 12th. Early on this morning, we see 55 degrees over in Medusa and 65 in Germantown. Soil is coming in at 68 degrees. Spectacular looking day in store, unless you sunburn easily. So don't forget the protection. Light clothes, sunblock, big floppy hat, whatever. UV exposure will be up. Count that for the whole weekend too. Otherwise, today's going to be feeling great with dew points in the low 50s and a high temperature of 84 happening at 3 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 55 degrees. Saturday, again, looking great. High of 84, clear and dry. 56 degrees overnight takes us into another very comfortable Sunday with a high of 83. Monday, high in the upper 70s with a light chance of rain. Pollen levels for today will be medium high. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 3:34 a.m., then low tide at 10:25 a.m. High tide again at 4:07 p.m., then low tide once again at 10:36 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 80 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:48 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:56 a.m. The weekend report is looking great with the Rip Van Winkle Sandbar times forming on Saturday from 8:45 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and then again from 9:15 p.m. into 1:30 a.m. Sunday. Again on Sunday, it returns 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And that current, again, it's going to be strong, and that's going to allow it to plunge deeply down so it exposes more sand. Be aware. Pollen levels are also going to be up. Looking way up, we see the Perseids peak tonight. The moon will be bright, so it will be harder to trip on things, but it will also be harder to see the shooting stars. So, set up with an obstruction to the south. Trees, buildings, mountains are great objects. Hope for low cloud cover. The best viewing time will be 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. on Saturday, and hopefully the moon will be obstructed by the mountains for most of Greene County at least. Columbia County, you won't have quite so much protection. Look to the north-northeast, about 60 degrees up from the horizon. Solar wind speed is currently 553.1 kilometers per second at 5.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 58. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Just want to make Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Catskill Clubhouse Radio, or Clubhouse Radio, in Catskill. Now we got that cleared up. You know, I am joined with
DJ Riggy.
And we got a guest who hasn't been on the show for a little bit. You want to introduce yourself?
You know how we rocking, man, for so. DJ Popcorn back in the building. You know, feels good to be back. Feels great, man.
It's great to have you back. You know,
you pulled a DJ
OG.
He put a little DJ Riggy. You know, took a long break and didn't come back for like almost a year. You know what I'm saying? But
You know, I took some time, self-improvement, you know. It's the best thing to really help yourself, and I took some time, and look at me now.
So,
back on.
On today's show, I think we're going to have just a pretty chill day.
Yeah, today, we have nothing in store we got to talk about with, you know, climate change being our topic, and then right after Roe versus Wade, we're just going to have a chill day.
I figured we'd give y'all a chill day.
And you know what? Hold on. Let me... Oh, we got an ad. No free sponsor for you. And speaking of sponsors, we are sponsored by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. We cannot do this without them, so thank you so much. But with that being said, we got the chill music in the background.
We got the lo-fi.
And we're just gonna vibe, you know, we're having a good day. So, you know, how have you been, DJ Popcorn, with the break, you know?
I've been better, you know, like that. I had to step away, like, to improve my mental because, like, when you've been doing something for so long, sometimes it can be a little exhausting. So I was a bit burnt out, but you know what I'm saying? What do you mean?
It's great to have you back on the show, and, you know, taking a break is always fine, but, yeah. Well, how do you feel about it, DJ Riggy?
About
his return?
His return?
Yeah.
No. I feel...
Continue.
I feel a little betrayed, you feel me? You left me, bro. You was my right hand when it came to radio. You was,
oh, my fault, bro.
You was the person I came in. And I was like, oh, I'm doing it with DJ Popcorn today. Oh, it's lit. And then you just gonna go and leave. Not only radio, but Clubhouse, bro.
See?
You left Clubhouse,
and
bro.
It was like a horrible thing that, like, I know it was gonna like be a little weird to like try to transition back in, but like. For me, I had to, like, take that step back to really, you know, fix, like, what I really had going on, like, with myself. It was more of, like, an internal conflict.
Yeah, I mean, talking about conflicts and stuff, a lot of the times the most challenging conflicts and, like, the most challenging battles are eternal. And I think that doesn't get depicted enough. But, yeah, it's great to have you back.
Word, and it's great to be back so I can get my catchphrase back, Noah.
Yeah, I stole that from him.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna let you say it. You know, with you back, I'm gonna give that to you. I'm gonna give you the ending. But
word,
you know,
I'm back in.
If anybody has any chill questions, feel free to email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com.
That is OURTOWN.
OURTOWN@gmail.com.
Thank you. So, you know, with all of that out of the way, let's just start with some chill questions and get the vibe going. So I got this list of open-ended questions that I feel like we're just going to go down and kind of break the ice. So, first question that we're going to be reading. What is a good life?
Mine.
W.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel like a good life is where your life is stress-free and you're just able to... You're just surrounded with things that bring you happiness instead of negativity. And a life where you're successful and you meet your dreams. I think that's a good life.
Yeah. For sure. I think a good life to me is like... somewhere where I could really be, like, happy, not only with myself, but, like, with my situations and anything. Like being honest, like, when I can, like, really just, like, be comfortable, like, within my own skin or, like, in my house or, like, really be somewhere where, like, I really feel...
Yeah.
...in, you know?
I got you. I get that. It's super subjective. I think a good life, the simplest way I can put it, is a happy life, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
But big question on the list so far, but we're going off with a second one. What's your favorite dessert? You know, chill one, nice relaxing one after the big question of what's
because
like,
there's so many. There's so many. I'm not gonna lie. No, cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
It's sensational.
Strawberry.
Strawberry cheesecake.
Okay, I'm about to say, you gotta have some sort of fruits in there.
Yeah, strawberry cheesecake is sensational.
I have to do say, I miss the blueberry cheesecake more if you've ever had that.
Yeah, I mean, I've had it. It just really depends on, like, you know what I'm saying, where you get it from. Yeah. I like cherry cheesecake too. Also very good.
I think my favorite dessert.
And the original.
Ice cream? Nah, solid pick, especially on a hot day though.
Right. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
I don't have a favorite. Literally every time I go to stores I get a new flavor. Literally. I have to try them both.
I personally
the one I will never try though is the cappuccino. I'm not about to eat coffee flavored ice cream. That's not the thing. If I want coffee, I'll drink coffee.
Yeah. I personally think that chocolate chip cookie dough is like
it's underrated.
Chocolate
chip cookie dough and a milkshake.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Nah. All right, hold on. I got my own.
No. And a root beer float.
I got my own. I got my own question.
Yeah.
Well, do you prefer Stewart's ice cream or Coney Island ice cream?
I have to say Stewart's.
Big shout out to both, but Stewart's is just like it just tastes so much fresh. It just tastes fresh, like when you see it. Milkshake or your ice cream just get made like in your eyes, you know, it's like that's how you know it's certified. You just,
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna have to be the odd one out and say Coney Island, bro. I just have too many childhood
memories. Yeah.
Just like going, bro. There's this one time my aunt, bro, I literally got ice cream in a cup and still dropped it. it was so bad. Like it was before Stewart's was even there. It was back when it was like a t-shirt shop right there, and we was going to get ice cream one day. She got herself her little strawberry whatever, and I got myself
strawberry ice cream too.
And I got myself, you know, a little
strawberry flavor,
like chocolate vanilla swirl cup though.
Right.
It was like it was in a cola.
I'm gonna have to get me some ice cream after this show now. I got paid today, man. I'm about to get me some.
And we're sitting there crossing the street, and it just drops. I was so sad because you're a little kid. Getting ice cream.
You're not about to
and
get more ice cream.
Yeah, you're not. You know you're not getting no more. You're just
so
like,
you know,
damn.
You're upset.
Them couple little bites I had was worth it. It was.
This is so sad, honestly. Like, such a loss at such a young age.
Right?
But
like,
it's like, it's the worst.
Ice cream. Rest in peace. From 2016 at 6:20 a.m.
It don't.
But
hit
it's
different
just. It's
if
not,
not
the
in
same.
A cone.
It's not the same. We don't have the cones. Or
we don't
like
got the store.
Right. It's not like when I walk in and I spend that money. It's not the same. But like I do, like I will get like the sugar cones and like I'll scoop that.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you
I'll
got
scoop
it
myself. Yeah.
Stewart's too. They got the toppings. On
yeah,
the
I think.
Island.
All right. So yeah, I still choosing Stewart's over Coney Island when it comes to when it comes
hands
to
down
milkshakes.
Milkshake, Stewart's.
Milkshakes,
what?
That.
Really?
Coney Island got that. Coney Island
I'll
got
have
that.
To go back
actually,
over there to try.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm with Stewart's. I'm not milkshakes.
With the milkshakes, though, you can just do so much.
Because literally, like, they have milkshakes for literally every single flavor.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Coney Island don't got that. Coney Island got milkshakes, but, like, you're not about to ask for no name. And I feel Stewart's has more variety, too.
Yeah. Stewart's definitely, like, I think they have more flavor.
Actually, I'm lying. Stewart's does not have more variety. I forgot Coney Island got them damn SpongeBob Pops and all the. they have all the.
Yeah, and then they get the ice cream.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but whenever I was like a little kid and the ice cream van came by, I would always get those SpongeBob Pops, so they hit different.
SpongeBob.
I used to get a Sonic one by opening it like the eyes or something.
Yeah, I never got one that actually looked like the picture on the damn package
the
ever.
One time I got one, like, I ate it not thinking of the picture.
Nah, shout out to my homie SpongeBob as a nice pop, for real. So, you know,
We're vibing. But I think since we're approaching the 6:30 mark, it's time for the news update, and I think we're gonna play a little song. But until then, or I mean, after, or what was I saying? Anyways, guys, what I'm saying is that we'll be right back after the news update and a song. So I'll see you guys soon.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that New York begins accepting retail cannabis dispensary applications on August 25th. The first applicants must prove they or an immediate family member were convicted with a marijuana-related charge in New York prior to the state's legislation of cannabis in 2021, and that they owned and operated a business that made a profit for at least 2 years. Nonprofits working with incarcerated or formerly incarcerated people can also apply. Tremaine Wright, chair of the state's Cannabis Control Board, said that this will mean, and I quote, the first sales are conducted by those harmed by prohibition, end quote. Applicants will be accepted through September 26th, and stores may open later this year or early in 2023. Chris Alexander, executive director of the Office of Cannabis Management, said, and I quote, "We've worked to make this application as simple as possible for all interested applicants. And I cannot emphasize it enough that you do not need any legal expertise to fill this application out," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Columbia Green Media reports that the Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos announced a plan to protect land and wildlife surrounding the Taconic Creek on August 11th. The Taconic Headwaters Conservation Plan was completed with the Columbia Land Conservancy and community volunteers from the towns of Claverick, Copec, Hillsdale, and Taconic. The plan values large, connected forests and streams in the watershed to protect clean water and wildlife such as eastern brook trout. Marissa Cody, Columbia County Land Conservancy Director of Farmland, Forestry, and Land Use Program, said, and I quote, "The Taconic Headwaters Conservation Plan could not have been developed without the dedicated work of many local stakeholders, and we look forward to working with the broader community to protect and care for the lands and the water systems within the watershed region," end quote. Taconic Creek starts in Hillsdale and over 30.1 miles leads into Claverick Creek, which runs into the Hudson River. Sago said, and I quote, "Preserving natural connections between habitats is critical for wildlife movement, climate adaptation, and resilient ecosystems," end quote. He added, and I quote, "DEC applauds the leadership of our land trust partners in working with local communities to create shared conservation visions for the Eastern Hudson Highlands and for the Taconic Headwaters watershed." Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that the city of Kingston elevated its drought emergency to stage 2 on August 10th. The Hudson Valley has not had much rain this summer, and Pittsfield, Massachusetts has also implemented a water restriction plan due to a lack of moisture. In Kingston now, the regulations no longer allow adding water to any swimming pool, and there is no watering lawns, golf courses, ornamental shrubs, or plants, though vegetables and fruits grown for human consumption can be watered with a handheld container. Large non-residential water consumers must reduce usage by at least 20%. Scattered showers are predicted next week, but the area is in need of a major storm. And you can read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, town meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, and a nice weekend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. We are joined by
DJ Ricky
and
DJ Popcorn,
our homie who has returned. And that song was Arcade Fire, Reflector, and that was actually picked by our homie Phoebs. He's in the back chilling today. He's not on the show, but he's making it all possible. Shout out to him.
Phoebs.
Before we left, in the chat, man. We had the question, what's your favorite dessert? The next question kind of hits the opposite of that. What's your worst nightmare? Like, that you ever had?
Oh,
I got going.
Yeah. Losing my pops and or getting kidnapped.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun either.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the actual nightmare that we had.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. Nah, let me go first.
No, I mean, I would, if that happened in a nightmare, I'd still be scared.
Right, so look, this is what
like, if my dad died in a nightmare, nah.
There was this, I'm not even trying to be funny, but like, there was this tall black man who was literally, like, I swear, like, 15 feet tall at least. And I was, like, younger at the time, like, third, fourth grade, but this shit, it was still, like, crazy to me. So, I get to the dream, right? The dream starts with me just, like, standing next to this dude. And then all of a sudden, all I just see is, like, clouds in the sky. And then he just starts beating the crap out of me. Literally. Yo. Starts beating the crap out of me. Literally.
That went from 0 to 100.
And
yo, no, that dream.
I thought he was going to try to like nightmare. Chase you.
Bro, nightmare turned up real
like threaten
the
you.
Crazy
he just starts.
The craziest part was I woke up and then I fell back asleep and had the same exact dream. So it happened twice. After that, I did not want to go to sleep. I was scared to go to sleep, bro. Because I knew it was just going to happen again.
Man's O2.
He literally... I don't know how that happened.
Nah, because like the scariest thing that happened to me, bro, it was when I was like 6. And at the time, like my thing was that I didn't like witches. And so I went to sleep and basically like, in the dream, like the witch came through my window and like she stole me on the broom through my window. And she like kidnapped me and like it was like I saw like a bunch of witch stuff.
He's dying over there. Are you good today, Cola?
Yeah, I'm fine.
But yeah, so basically like the witch like she took me in like in her like little witch like the house and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And like
did she turn you into candy?
Nah, like she killed me. So basically.
That shit got deep.
So basically, okay. But like, I'm assuming in the dream I died, but like, right before I like died in the dream, like I woke up, and then I kid you not, I woke up, and I look at my TV, and the Jesus channel was on, and it was the whoa. when the preacher is like screaming or something like that, it's like 3 a.m. and you wake up, you're like, yo. I was so scared.
And then you turn around.
Bro, I dead went all the way to the kitchen just so I can get my mind off the whole thing. And I got like mad cookies and stuff.
And then you turn around and then the 15-foot dude just starts beating you up.
Yeah. Bro, no. And then the funniest dream I think I ever...
That is the bro, you can't just leave it at. And then he just starts beating me up.
Literally, that's literally what happens. I start to dream up just seeing... Just standing next to him, perfectly fine, not talking or anything. Then my vision just goes to straight clouds, like a blue sky with white clouds. And then he just starts beating me up. He starts hitting me OD, kicking me, punching me, smacking me.
Dude, I'm gonna have to step out. Bro, the fact that you went back to bed.
And then I woke up. I went back to bed and had the same dream. Exact dream. Like, and I knew what was happening as soon as it happened. I was like, really, bro? Again, bro.
Bro, man's like, you come just, back again, little bit.
Bro, it's just the fact that like that you recall the events so vividly.
Bro, he was like, and I don't mean like a dark skinned man. I mean like he was black, like your t-shirt black.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Everything about him was black, okay.
But everything was like very vivid.
He just sits next to me, nothing's happening. I see clouds.
Funnier. Oh, dude, it's just the fact that you're 2-0 against him. Like, he really beat you.
No, Lincoln,
twice.
I'm not gonna lie. You need
to be in me like 15 feet tall.
But you need to get back. Since you're older, you gotta get back.
Nah, I can't dream about him no more.
You gotta have a lucid
dream about him no more.
You know, you gotta have
that. Lucid dream. Yeah, spin back.
I was gonna say, because if he spins back, it's gonna be up for you. It's 3-0 now.
And then
just make yourself 30 feet tall and get that advantage on him.
Word, then you gotta slam him out.
I think the dumbest dream I ever had was that I died from jumping off like 19 stairs. Like my house, like, you know, my house has the stairs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had mad dreams. I just jumped up on top of them just because and died. I just died.
Bro, no, there's no way you're dying from those stairs, that, though, which is funny to me.
So I can like have lucid dreams and I know when I'm dreaming sometimes, but I still gotta train the powers, right? And it got to the point where people be chasing me in my dreams and like monsters be chasing me. So I acquired this one special ability of, I don't know what to call it, but I just practiced and I trained in the dreams of jumping off high stuff and like jumping off roofs until I didn't die and get hurt. And now in my dreams, I can just jump from anything and just vibe and land on my feet.
I want to lucid dream so badly.
Now you got to put effort in for that.
I want to be in a lucid dream where I'm getting chased by somebody and I know I'm dreaming, but I just turn around and smack the hell out you. Just come here.
Nah, you ever have those dreams where you're trying to fight somebody and then your arms just feel like mad heavy, but like, also light at the same time?
Nah, like, I think the craziest thing I think that's happened to me in a dream was that, like, I got, like, taken or something like that, or, like, I got taken, but, like, I was put in, like, a straitjacket, and I was, like, in a white room, and, like, I didn't know what to do, because I had
just...
made
you turn into a psychic, man. Turn crazy.
Yeah, but, like, it was like that, but, like, because, you know, like, all the movies and stuff like that, where, like, that stuff happens, it was, like, the night after I watched, like, Invisible Man, and I don't know why, like... It just, like, it all happened, like, similar to how, like, the girl, like, in the movie, like, how hers, all that stuff played out. Like, my stuff happened similar to that, but, like, I apparently had, like, a child, like, that, like, I don't know, bro. It was dumb wild, but I don't remember everything, like, super clearly, but only small pieces of it, like, came back to me, like, once I tried to, like, have the dream again, and, bro, I was like, nah, because that dream was really fire after I woke up. Bro, and I just were.
Wait, no. Well, yo, you didn't tell us what yours was.
Oh, okay. Wait, what is it? Nightmare? Okay, well, when I was little, right, I used to have a fear of mirrors because I had a fear of, like, demons and specifically, like, Bloody Mary, right? So I would just be vibing in my dreams, and anytime I would walk past a near mirror, it would turn to a nightmare. And I would just be chased by this, chick with hair covering her face and long nails, and she would attack me.
The witch straight out of Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, the witch straight out of Left 4 Dead. But, and the fact that, like, everywhere, like, she was just waiting for me.
Like, welcome back.
Welcome back, yeah. Welcome back, like, you're 2-0 to that guy.
You're like 50-0.
Oh, no, I'm not 50-0. How do you think I learned how to lucid dream?
Oh,
nah, dude. He like 50 and 91.
Nah,
he
at first
learned, that's so he can get back.
Nah, at first though, it was literally just fighting. Until I learned how to do like powers and stuff.
Sort of Kamehameha and the damn witch.
The first time I learned how to fly, I just like held my hands to my knees like a cannonball and just flew through the air.
Bro, lucid dream, I hear they're so fun because you can literally do whatever you want to.
I know ways to actually. Well, if you wake up in the middle of like REM sleep and like your brain's deepest sleep, then go back to bed right after, you can have a lucid dream.
So like I wake up and just go right back to bed?
Yeah, at like prime sleep hours, though, like so at like 3 a.m. So it's like mad.
That's why it's the devil's
hours.
If
you write down your dreams, then like you have a higher chance of lucid dreaming.
You ever try to dream about something so hard and then like the opposite dream? Like, you know, sometimes I've dreamed about like just being rich. Like I wanted to dream about being rich, and I had a dream that I was broke and poor, walking on the street. Like,
bro, I just had that was a nice boom, right? But I think like the dream that I had where I was rich, like I had like a big mansion and stuff like that, like, you know what I'm saying? I was like really big balling, like, and I knew like celebrities and all that, like, you know what I'm saying? I really, really thought I was like in it to win it. Then I woke up, I'm like, damn.
The worst dream where you like,
I was like, damn. Or like when anything good is happening in a dream and you wake up, I'm like, you'd be like, no.
It'd be like,
like with that dream I had about the tall man, I don't understand how I had the same dream twice. Cause no matter how hard I try to have the same dream twice, I can never do it. But this particular day, he wanna come in my dreams. I wake up,
go back to sleep.
Are you in my dreams again, bro? Again?
He wasn't done.
Bro said, nah, spin back, because I got to release this anger.
I swear, I was in, like, fifth or sixth, probably, like, fifth or sixth grade, bro.
You told me that, and I'd be dead. I couldn't stop laughing.
Bro, like, I'm telling you, bro, we got to help you figure out a way to lucid dream so you can get back on him. Because if he...
Nah, I don't even want my get back. To this day, he probably still going to beat me up.
You think he going to stomp you even while you're lucid dreaming?
Not if we come in the dream like the Avengers Endgame scene. And then
we jump him.
Facts. We going to beat that ass. We're going to beat that ass.
Yeah, we jumping him, bro.
Nah, that sounds like a fun dream. Like, just the clubhouse.
The clubhouse versus 20-foot tall black men. Wait, no. I said that wrong. No, I mean 20-foot tall black men. I meant, like, 20-foot tall all black men. Like,
So we're not jumping him just because he's black, guys. Because we black too.
See, this is why you have not been on the radio show.
No, but like, we get the concept though.
But yeah, so I got a question then.
Yeah, bet.
What do y'all think is like your funniest dream that you remember?
Oh my god, bet. Okay,
me, bro.
No, not you.
Let me go.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So I was playing a video game, like. In my dreams, it was like some battle royale where the zone kept on closing, right? And then in my dream, I die, so now I'm just chilling, spectating them. And then my one friend, we'll just call him Friend One, is panicking on the mic. And he's like, yo, what do I do? Where do we go? I need to know, where do we go? I'm panicking, right? And he's like, and then the other friend, Friend Two, says, I have to go to the bathroom. And then he just straight up dips in the middle of the fight. And then you can hear Friend One screaming that he's losing over just like the sound of peeing going in the toilet. And then I literally woke up laughing, bro. Like, that's the only time I woke up from a dream laughing.
Nah, I'd be more mad than damn laughing. Yeah. So we in the middle of a match. He's going to leave to pee. And my other friend's just struggling.
I'm trying to win the game.
I'm about to lose. Help. And help I was me. Spectating, yeah.
What's yours?
The weirdest dream.
The funniest dream.
I think, bro, was when like I basically like I guess it was like a punishment like from my parents or something like that, or like I guess I was like trapped in like a locker room or something. Cause this is like when I like first got into like middle school and like the locker room stuff was like.
You were scared of the locker room, bro?
Yeah, I was, bro. At first, right? So like in the dream, I like basically like lost my clothes, and so I basically like was running around the school in my underwear, bro. Like,
I've had dreams like that.
It was like mad embarrassing. Like everybody saw me, and it
for some reason, you know how some people have dreams where they're like naked and stuff. I'm never fully naked. I always just lose my shoes and socks in my dreams, and it's just the most uncomfortable.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm just walking around with no shoes.
I can't remember what shoes I've had on in any of my dreams.
Yeah, like
for real.
I can't remember ever looking at my feet in my dreams, let alone.
They said if you look at your feet in your dreams, it's actually one of the way to know you're dreaming. They like won't be on the ground. It will be like layered, like a video game where it looks like a background, and then you're just walking like above it.
Bro, and then I feel really dumb sometimes when I have dreams, cause like I'll have a dream in like July about being in a classroom, and I'll act like. Like, how do I not know I'm dreaming?
Sometimes I'll know I'm dreaming, and I'll just do the most out-of-pocket stuff to wake up. Like, just slap the teacher run away. Sometimes I won't even wake up. I'll just have, like, a ball of a time.
Right, bro. I'm not gonna lie. If I had a lucid dream and I woke up, I'd be mad. Because you could do it.
You can wake yourself up in those dreams, too, which is, like, super interesting. Like, remember how I was talking about Bloody Mary and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I was, like, having bad dreams or nightmares, I could just go to a mirror and then, like, pretty much wake myself up from killing myself, but we're not talking about that. It's in the dream. It's all fine. You're killing yourself so you can be alive.
Literally. Wait. So
only in dreams. Only in dreams.
Wait.
I only. We do not condone you killing yourself in real life. We do condone it in dreams. You can, if you're like dreaming and it's like not real life and you want to jump off a building, you do. Right. That's pretty true.
That's just a dream. Go do what you want to do. But in real life,
you're gonna be alright.
Yeah,
and
we are.
We value all of your lives,
and we are also sponsored by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And I don't think they would want us telling you to kill yourselves, guys.
Love yourself.
Plus, we love you all. We love
you. You should go and love yourself. All right. Word. I think my funniest dream. My funniest dream. Oh, so it's people we I'm just gonna say random names. All right, so let's say somebody need the first person. We're gonna call him Fred.
Okay.
So Fred likes to try weird foods. Okay. Fred,
why do you sound like you're reading like a kindergarten Fred, book?
This definitely Fred, sounds like. This
I guess apparently Fred likes to try weird foods. So in this particular dream, I'm not gonna lie. I forgot the dream.
Fred, he likes to eat stuff.
Bro just said Fred was weird, and then. Bro SMH. Forgot, bro.
I think that's, I'll do the saddest
plus
dream.
Ratio.
Saddest dream I ever had. I think it was when my aunt killed me in my sleep in my dream. Well, like, cause that's sad. I've been living with you for all this time.
I got a wild dream. One of the worst nightmares. One of the most recent ones. Right, I'm just outside chilling with my family, and then I look up, and the sun just starts like turning into a black hole. And me and my family, I'm just sitting there, and I wasn't even scared in the dream. I was just like,
oh, that's the
coming to turn. Yeah, I was literally like coming to terms with death in my dreams, like with my family around me, and we're just looking up, like damn, we
that's
don't
the
even
end of humanity.
Yeah, we were all just looking at each other, not knowing what to say. And then I woke up.
But like, I always wondered, like,
yeah, I always wondered
how that
like,
would be like. Sometimes, like when I see the sky looking like. Crazy color. I'm like, is this the end?
Right.
Wasn't some like crazy big asteroid supposed to hit the hit Earth like a while ago, and everybody thought it was gonna be the end of the world?
Yeah,
like that.
But we are.
I was too young. I didn't even know what that was. Yeah, I thought we were just gonna be hit. Like in Jesse, where
Jesse,
where the asteroid came, and then it was really like the size of a pebble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
My son Robbie.
So, since
what he had the tin for
we're talking about dreams, I got a good ending question. Because, you know what? Hold on. What time is it, Bubba?
What time
is it? It's time for lunch.
Hey.
No, Lincoln. Well, right now, it's about time to say goodbye. You see your clock. You see the watch. You see your phone. You know what time it is. It's time to go. Man, y'all can catch us next week at Friday at 6 p.m. You know, our show goes till 7. And if you want to, you know, maybe get involved in programming our radio show or you want to potentially hop on, you can text us on Instagram at C2 Clubhouse or you can contact us on our email at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. That is OURTOWNOURTruth@gmail.com. I'm DJ Popcorn.
DJ Ricky.
DJ Cola.
And we out. Peace.
Peace out.
I don't wanna fall asleep, I don't wanna pass away. I've been thinking of our future cause I'll never see those days. I don't know why this has happened but I probably deserve it. I tried to do my best but you know that I'm not perfect. I've been praying for forgiveness, you've been praying for my health. When I leave this earth, hoping you'll find someone else. Cause yeah, we still young, there's so much we haven't done. Getting married, start a family, watch your husband with his son. I wish it could be me, but I won't make it off this bed. I hope I go to heaven, so I see you once again. My life was kinda short, but I got so many blessings. Happy you were mine, it sucks that it's all ending. Stay away for too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head.
I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Yeah.
And hey. Don't stay away for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Yeah. I'm happy that you're here with me. I'm sorry if I tear up. When me and you were younger, you would always make me cheer up. Taking goofy videos and walking through the park. You would jump into my arms every time you heard a bark.
bark. Cuddle in your sheets, sang me sound asleep, and sneak out through your kitchen at exactly 103. Sundays went to church, and Mondays watched a movie. Soon you'll be alone, sorry that you have to lose me.
Too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll pick you up and go out of bed.
Alright, you're good. Peace out, y'all. Good show tonight.